From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Anti-government protests in Baghdad exploded into violence on Friday afternoon as thousands of demonstrators charged into the so-called International Zone. Security forces unloaded heavy machine gun fire, stun grenades, and tear gas as the crowd surged forward. Protests are the culmination of weeks of mounting anger against government corruption and inefficiency. Search crews have found human remains along with the personal belongings of passengers from Egypt Air Flight 804. The Airbus A320 disappeared in the Mediterranean on Thursday while headed to Cairo from Paris, 66 people aboard. On whether terrorism caused the crash, security specialist Sajan Gohel tells VOA it came at a time of historical significance.
This week marks the 100-year anniversary of the Sykes-Picot Agreement between Britain and France, where they agreed to carve up the Ottoman Empire in the aftermath of World War I, which has been cited by terrorist groups like ISIS as a historical grievance. So authorities were already worried this week that a potential attack could happen, and the fact that something has happened this week only adds to more speculation. This could be terrorism, but we need to wait and see.
France's foreign minister on Friday rejected widespread comments that terrorism is to blame. Meantime, aviation experts are warning against speculation. U.S. military dismissing the Russian proposal to carry out joint airstrikes against al-Qaeda-linked terrorists in Syria. Washington suspended all military ties with Moscow following Russia's invasion of Ukraine and subsequent annexation of Crimea. This is VOA News. Top Paris attack suspect Salah Aslam refused to talk during his first appearance before judges in a court in Paris on Friday. Lisa Bryant has details.
His lawyer, Franck Berton, said Abdeslam exercised his right to remain silent at the morning hearing in a Paris courthouse. He complained that a 24-hour video surveillance of Abdeslam's maximum security cell is taking a psychological toll on his client and called it illegal. Berton had previously said Abdeslam was eager to talk. The Paris prosecutor claims he abandoned plans to blow himself up like the other attackers, including his older brother, Brahim. He's also been tied to the bombers who attacked Brussels airport and the Belgian city's subway in March. His Belgian lawyer has described Abdeslam as a moron with the intelligence of an ashtray and little knowledge of Islam. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Afghan provincial officials say an Islamic State commander has killed 11 of his fellow fighters in eastern Nangarhar province. IS has established a footprint in a number of Nangarhar districts. Its fighters have launched multiple attacks on government security checkpoints. The group has also engaged in fierce clashes with rival Taliban militants in the province. Afghan and NATO forces recently launched cleanup operations, and some areas have been cleared of IS fighters, but despite the claims by Afghan authorities that weakened the group, the fighters remain active in the province. Meantime, NATO foreign ministers agreed Friday to extend the alliance's key training and support mission in Afghanistan beyond this year. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said Afghan forces were doing well against the Taliban rebels, benefiting from the current military training programs launched in 2015 after the alliance ended its direct combat role. Stoltenberg said he's confident NATO's support for the Afghans will continue.
I'm confident that we will be able to announce at the Warsaw Summit firm commitments to continued funding for the Afghan forces throughout the year 2020.
After its longest military campaign ever, NATO has built up Afghan army to some 350,000 troops, but the Taliban remains a major threat. World Health Organization confirming the strain of Zika virus now circulating in the Americas and linked to brain abnormalities in babies is present in Cape Verde. So-called Asian type of Zika has been circulating in Cape Verde since October. WHO says it's most likely imported from Brazil, the epicenter of the epidemic in the Americas. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.